Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be following through the 26th perek in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We are now going to be reading a perek which unfortunately sounds like a repetition in many manners, and that's what's tragic about it. We know that David is now, again, still fleeing from Shaul. It seems like he'd made some sort of pact with Shaul, where Shaul recognized when David did not kill him in the cave that he would not pursue him further. But unfortunately, this perek proves that wrong. David HaMelech is now in the southern areas. He is in the area of Givas HaChachila, and he is by the desert. And once again, it sounds like his nemesis, the Ziphim, this group of people, or these border people, once again betray David's whereabouts to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech sends out 3,000 soldiers to Midbar Ziph to go and camp against David. However, once again, David HaMelech realizes that Shaul is after him, sends spies, and gets their exact location. So what David does is he realizes where they're sleeping that night, and he turns to his top officers and he says to them, "Who's going to join me to go and go into the camp?" Avishai, who's one of David's commanders, says, "I will go with you," and the two of them sneak into the camp. Now you can imagine this is a very dangerous mission. They're going into the encampment of those who are coming to kill them. And in the innermost circle is where the king sleeps. They're all sleeping. David HaMelech goes to where Shaul is sleeping, and the two of them are standing there. At this moment in time, Avishai whispers to David. He says, "David, Sigar Elokim Hayom Es Oyivcha Biyadecha. Hashem has closed your enemy in your hand. This is the moment. Let me kill him. I'll use one shot with the spear. We won't need to do it even one more time. I will send the spear straight through his head into the ground." And at this moment in time, David HaMelech says once again, he says, "Al tashchiseo, don't destroy him. Ki mi shalach yodoy b'mshiach Hashem v'nikar." Nobody kills the anointed one of God and is acquitted of it. So what did David say? He makes an oath that he's not going to do this. What he does instead is he takes two things that are right there. He takes the tzapachas hamayim, which is the water flask, and his spear, the chanis osho, and they escape the camp. Once they're far enough from the camp, in the adjoining the valley in between, he screams out and he calls out, interestingly enough, not to Shaul, he calls to Avner Ben-Ner, that's Shaul's general. And he screams out, "Avner!" Avner wakes up and he says, "Who is that?" David says, "Avner, you're the strongest man in Israel. You're the commander-in-chief protecting the king. How could you let somebody kill the king? Look what happens. You worthy of death. You did not protect the king. I have the king's spear and water flask. How could you not protect him?" At this moment in time, Shaul hears he can hear across the valley the voice of David, and he says, "David, my son, is that your voice?" David screams back, "Why are you chasing me again? What did I do wrong?" He says to him, "Shaul, if Hashem is trying to get to seduce you, Yorach Mincha, smell the Mincha." The Mincha, the Malbim explains, is the accompanying sacrifice that comes with the Korban. Meaning, David's saying to him, "I've already given you a Korban. I've already saved your life once. Now I'm going to give you a secondary prize. I'm not going to save it for you again." He says, "Why are you chasing me across the nation, the Nachla of Hashem? I am going to have to go into the lands." And he says, the way he says it is, "Gershunia mistapeach b'nachlas Hashem. You're chasing me out of the Nachla of God. And you said," which is essentially saying, "Lech avod elokim acharim, serve other gods." That's what you're telling me, Shaul. "I know Hashem is not going to kill me because you're chasing a bird through the desert." That's what David HaMelech ends with. At this point in time, Shaul says, "Chatasi, I sinned, David. Shuv b'ni David. I don't return, my son David. I won't do anything worse to you. I won't do anything. I made a mistake." That's what Shaul says. And David responds, and he says, "Take back your spear, and Hashem should return his tzidkus for what I did for you today and protect me." And with this, Shaul returns with his final blessing, "Baruch atah b'ni David, blessed are you, my son David." And David returns to his place. And this is the end of Perek Chav Vav. There's a lot to think about in this Perek. First of all, there's so many repetitions. The Ziphim are after him again. David is betrayed by the same people once again. But you have to think to yourself, like, what is really happening over here? Why is it that, was David trying to kill him? Was he not trying to kill him? Why is he speaking, reaching out to Avner? What's really going on over here? So the Radak enlightens us that the reason why he speaks to Avner and not Shaul when he screams out across that valley is because Avner had actually reframed the conversation from two parakim ago. When David had that moment where Shaul was trapped in the cave and David could have killed him but did not, What ended up happening was that Avner said, you know, Shaul, the fact that he had the edge of your cape in his hand isn't a proof that he could have killed you. Maybe David was walking along and he saw, caught in the bush, sliced through the bush, was your robe. And he picked it up to use it as leverage against you. But should he actually come near you, he would kill you. So Avner was trying to actually de-emphasize David's mercy. So David calls out and he says, Avner, I have his cape. I have his spear. I have his flask. Can you explain that now? Which means to say that there was two forces working on Shaul. Shaul's better intentions, knowing that his son-in-law would not kill him, and those around him, those in his passe who were saying to him, Shaul, he's a traitor. Shaul, he's your nemesis. Shaul, he's trying to kill you. And this is the fight that he's having. And David HaMelech is now having the fight with those people in his camp in front of Shaul. And that's what finally convinces Shaul. What does it mean that David HaMelech says, you're forcing me to serve Avodah Zarah? What David is essentially saying is, Shaul, I understand now I can't trust you or I can't trust those who are around you. I'm going to have to go into exile. I'm going to have to enter the lands of non-Jews under somebody else's protection because it's too dangerous for me to be under the power of you. And this is what David is about to do in the next few prokim. A tragic moment which leads to further tragedy. What David HaMelech is saying is, I know I'm going to be protected by Hashem because I'm doing what's right. I'm not killing you, but I can't live in the same land as you. I can't trust you anymore when you've reached the stage where you keep pursuing me, even after you said you're not going to. So many times when you saw to Yonatan, when you saw to me, and it still doesn't make a difference. And it's a very tragic moment. I think just one last point to think about as closing this perek is that Shaul does say Chatasi. He says, I sinned. He actually said this earlier in his career when Shmuel finally confronts him about not killing the king of Amalek. He again says Chatasi, but over there and over here, it took a number of times for Shaul to admit that. First, he actually was self-righteous when it came to not killing Agag. He thought he was doing the right thing. First over here, even though he said to David that he was doing the wrong thing, it sounds like Shaul needs a number of times to be able to shift his position. That might be one of the tragic flaws over here, that Shaul sticks to his guns until it's too late. And now it is too late. David and Shaul can never come together. The twain shall never meet as David now goes into exile. In the meantime, have a meaningful and wonderful day.